come on, you want to take Google Earth to the synagogue of Satan? All you got to do is type in Washington, D.C. Go right there to the Washington Monument and then back up a little bit. And we're going to go to the Lincoln Memorial. It's going to be right here. It's a temple. And it says the people put their back against the temple and then face due east. And then you'll see the Washington Monument right there. Of course, that's a big obelisk. And it says facing the rising sun. I think that's 666 all over. There's that triangle right there. That's on the back of the $1 bill. And this is all next on the trumpet. The number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Lincoln's staring straight at the first 666 I'm going to show you. The Washington Monument is 555 feet tall. And if you take that, 555, times 12 inches, well, there's the number. If you remember at the beginning of the video, there was a big triangle right there behind the Washington Monument. And if you use the measuring tool and you put the tip of it right there at the bottom of the pyramid, you'll see that same number come up again right there. The pyramid is just like the one on the back of the $1 bill. And if you count the lines of the streets that go through that particular piece of pyramid, I mean, you do know this stuff's all over the internet. Synagogue of Satan, Star of Renton. 6,660 feet is the underground entrance to the Capitol. So at the other end of the Capitol, where the pyramid and the obelisk are, is the Lincoln Memorial, which is a temple, and it faces east. And I'm gonna tell you all about that in just a minute, but if you click on that little blue ellipse right there and scroll around a little bit, you can see right inside the temple, and there's Lincoln sitting in the chair with his back to the temple. It says temple right there. Lincoln has his back to the temple facing east. This is the book of Ezekiel in the Old Testament. Men with their backs towards the temple, facing towards the east, and they worship the sun towards the east. That's him in the temple right there. And that obelisk is exactly what he's facing east. This has got stonemason / Freemason written all over it. Washington's stonemason ponytail with his back to God. That's because Washington thought he was super special. You know it's painted right there on the dome of the Capitol. Washington ascending into heaven as a god. Washington ascending into the heavens.
I am a 33rd degree Mason and I'm going to heaven.
One of the greatest abominations pointed out in the Bible is when men have their back to the temple facing east, worshiping towards the rising sun. Turning your back on the temple, just like turning your back on God. Bro, you got all these people shaking their heads down here. You know we always got room for one more in my family. So please like and follow the trumpet for more. And it-
all right. Peace, y'all. Peace, peace, peace. Yeah, man. Don't turn your back on God, son. Don't turn your back on God. Because that's what they tell you in the industry. You know? Y'all remember Cardi B? Did that live, and she was like, if they offer you $100 million to turn your back on God, would you do it? Yeah. Salute to everybody in the building. I don't know how many people is in here, but salute to everybody that's in the building. We got to do some promo real quick. Salute to my man, Lifting the Veil. Y'all go and look up Lifting the Veil, his channel, all right? On YouTube, he breaks down gematria very well, you know what I'm saying? And he's a likable guy, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all tap in with Lifting the Veil on YouTube if you into gematria, all right? Be sure to tap in with my guy, show him some support. Let's get him to like 10,000 subscribers. It's only right, you know what I'm saying? So if you catching this on the replay, you know what I'm saying? Salute to Lifting the Veil, a.k.a. Black Mirrors TV. All right? All right, let's get it popping. So, got some interesting news today. I do have a few shout-outs. I got to shout some people out real quick. Let's go and shout some people out. Salute to Chiquita. Thank you, Chiquita. I appreciate you. All right. I pray that the Most High blesses you tenfold for that blessing that you sent me. Salute to Chiquita. Salute to Tay and Chantel, and my man BP. Salute to all of y'all, man. Thank y'all for, you know, helping out. We're going to get this equipment one way or another. We're going to get it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get this equipment, man. Word. So, tonight, tap in with me on Patreon at 10 p.m. We're going to be talking about, what's the kid name came up missing? Hold up, y'all. The kid came up missing. I forgot the kid name. The little actor. Young kid. Young actor girl. I know the name is crazy, but I can't think of a name. Hold on, y'all. I'm gonna shout y'all out. Yeah, well, anyway, just tap in with me tonight on Patreon. We're gonna be doing a live tonight on Patreon. I got everything set up, so salute to everybody that's on the Patreon. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna be doing exclusive live over there. Stuff that I can't show on YouTube, you know what I'm saying? So salute to David Arona, what's poppin'? Star Stone, what's going on? Sky Melvin, El Patron, what's poppin'? Smart Sensei, Kudzi, what's going on? Not one of my brothers. Pray for my country. Yeah. We're going to talk about this too. This Zimbabwe man, he ended up missing. Kind of sketchy. You know what I'm saying? Salute to Miss Lady, Thunder Damn Beats. William Phillips, Seti Guap, what's poppin'? He said, tapping in from Killer Cali, what's poppin'? Salute to everybody in California. David Arona, said his name. Illy Santana, what's poppin'? Copycat. Sky Melvin, Todd, Traquan Smith, Getz, my man Getz in the building. Strange Gnosis, what's poppin'? Scene, my man Art in the building. BP, what's poppin'? Copycat. The Hitman Heart, yeah, God First, yep, exactly. I don't know. I was like, damn, why YouTube keep showing me the same comments or something? I don't know what's going on. Maybe people are not getting the notifications, but I'm not sure. I'm not really sure. All right, so let's get into the news real quick, y'all. Let's get into the news. All right, so this man that you see, all right here, let's take y'all off the screen. This guy you see right here is a Zimbabwe man. Okay, but he found out how to charge cars, electric cars, all right, without using electric. And he ended up missing. Now, we see this time and time again. There was a guy a few years ago that basically found out ways to power vehicles by using water. And he ended up off the radar. Okay. A few people figured out how to power cars with water, and these people just mysteriously ended up, you know, gone. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the motor vehicle business is very big business. Okay. And, you know, if you got people out there that figure out techniques on how to go around the system. All right. Yeah, you're gonna raise some antennas with them people up there. Now that clip that I showed you at the beginning, right? That's very interesting. Very interesting. I don't know if they're gonna shadow ban this video because he showed a random baby. I don't know why he did that, but it's very interesting how these people play. All right. Now our main source of everything. All right, comes from the sun. Okay, our main source of everything. If you want stuff to grow, you got to put it in the sun. Electricity comes from the sun. All right, solar panels, it all comes from the sun. This is why these people that are demonic, they worship the sun. Because they know it's a strong force of energy. All right, so when they say Lucifer is the son of the morning or Jesus was the son of God, you know, it's deeper than what you think. All right, it's deeper than what most people think. Cheryl Edwards, pop, what's poppin'? She said, hello, I'm a big fan of your channel. Salute to Cheryl Edwards. I had to shout you out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, I got to show y'all the news. Meanwhile, of, you know, like I said, they playing with the uploads. I don't know what YouTube doing. But I'm going to get to this video, though, y'all. We've been talking long enough. Let's get to it.
Nope, this is not just a car, but one that will require zero charging, and the US is doing everything to not let this get out. A Zimbabwe inventor named Maxwell created a power generator that does not require charging or electricity, but gets its electricity from frequencies in the atmosphere that can power not only cars, but up to 300 houses for no cost. The generator is believed to be able to help millions of poor people and completely end the need for anyone to ever buy power again. And people don't know where Maxwell is anymore. Since its invention, Maxwell has been found in Zimbabwe prison, as well as when he flew over to the US, he was immediately poisoned and sent to the ER, with his technology company coming out to say there's some horrible people who are always working to try to destroy us. The generator has also been rejected by the US market over and over again, as the government does not want people to know about this. Many experts claim that they have never seen the technology work. However, is that the truth, or is that government media play?
Interesting, right? Very interesting. Now, if this guy, salute to him, salute to all my people from South Africa and all that, man. Word, West Africa, South Africa, all over, man. But if this guy was smart enough to come up with a technique, all right, to basically eliminate these electrician companies or whatever you want to call it, they had to get him up out of there. Now, I gave y'all a jewel on how these people do this stuff. Now, he was creating energy out of an unknown atmosphere. How? I don't know. Okay? I don't know. But he did it. Okay? And then he tried to get away and ran to the U.S., and they poisoned him. See, this is big business here, y'all. This is real big business. And when them people get wind of any type of creations that you make that could change the world or take away, yeah, they're gonna get you up out of here. Now, what I did notice was that the guy that was narrating the video, he basically said that they made it impossible for US to get this type of technology, right? Think about how much the electricity companies make every year. It's unbelievable, man. Yeah, Corshawn said sun gods. Yeah, man. King Rashawn said difference between Lucifer and Satan. Oh, we got one in here. All right. Salute the King Rashawn, man. I don't knock people's beliefs, but hey, man, I don't know. I at this point, I don't know. I've been watching videos and reading stuff for the past month or two, I guess. And it's still not adding up to me. Like, you know, I'm trying to define who these people actually go to for their source of energy. Because it doesn't make sense. If you out there and you practicing the same nonsense that they practicing, right? Why are you not in their position? So it's something, we're missing a piece to the puzzle here. You know what I'm saying? And then the deeper you go, the more crazy it gets. I don't know. Salute to Simi Queen. What's popping? Imran, what's going on? He said, we live in a scary world. Yeah, you can't be scared, man. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is, man. BP said, hey, Jay, did you see that guy makes water from the air? Yeah, I saw that, man. Yeah, I saw that. Let me see, who else up in here? When you get Gets 187 said, when you get free power, it's about spreading the word once it's complete. Yeah, but see, that's the thing. That's what get people taken up out of here. When you if you got some type of source of energy, You know, like, think about it like this. If just so happened, if you went in your backyard and start digging up stuff and you just managed to strike gold, do you know how many people is going to be on you, man? You're not getting away from that. You're not getting away. You know what I'm saying? So, it is what it is. I'm praying for the dude, man. I hope this Zimbabwe brother is found safe and sound, but it ain't looking good. You know what I'm saying? Once you came over here and they tried to poison you, it ain't looking good, man. You know what I'm saying? But in other news, so 21 Savage was on Shannon Sharp. I didn't watch the interview. I'm going to be honest with you. I really don't care to watch Shannon Sharp's interviews. I don't care who he has on. The only reason why I watched the Cat Williams interview is because people was in the comments telling me to talk about it. So I don't really watch Shannon Sharp's interviews, but T.I., 21 Savage was on there recently, and he said that T.I. was cheap as hell. That's what he said. He was cheap as hell with trying to sign him, and I'm going to talk about the industry and how stupid this business is.
We're still trying to sign me, though. T.I.'s are cheap as hell.
He going to try to...
But I did... He sent me an offer.
Yeah.
And my counter offer was, I want $1 million.
Right.
And he was like, shit, I'm going to have to take so much from you in return.
Right.
That it ain't even worth, it ain't even going to be worth the million in the future type shit.
So he actually saved you from yourself.
Facts. Yeah. I look up to T.I. because T.I. one of them niggas, he rich as a motherfucker, but he tight as hell, boy. That's how he keep that money, though.
Right.
He smart with his money. It was like all type of street niggas I was supposed to sign to who right. had like little labels and shit.
Right.
But some just used to tell me like, man, hell no, I don't take no 30,000. I don't take no 50,000.
Right.
Like you worth more than that.
Right. You end up doing a 70-30 split, right?
Yeah. Yeah. With Epic.
Right.
Yeah, that was my first deal. It was like 70-30, but like they had like a 10% distribution fee or some shit.
Right.
Now, for those that don't understand, okay, he's talking business lingo. All right, now, the 70-30 split that he was talking about he got with Epic was a horrible deal. Horrible deal. But this is standard. If you want to sign a record deal, it's standard. Okay, which is why a lot of these new rappers, they come out, they flashing jewelry, got all this money, but they broke. They broke. Okay, they broke. Don't let it fool you now. Don't be a fool to this shit. They broke. So, with him saying T.I. was cheap, right? Now, let's get this clear here. In this music business, there are no friends. You have no friends in the music business. So if you're thinking you was cool with somebody before and all of a sudden, you know, you get popping enough and you making a name for yourself, don't think that they supposed to cut you a deal and hook you up because that ain't how it go. Now, I'm talking about industry talks because this is very important. A lot of people out there don't understand that when you sign a contract, right, it's equivalent to going to signing a bank loan. Now, when you go and sign this contract, right, and they give you $1 million, do you know that you owe that million plus some? Okay, these are the clauses in your contract. Now, the standard fee of today in 2024 of getting a record deal, right, is $100,000. It's $100,000. A few years ago, it was $750,000. Now, today, it's $100,000. Why? Because the music business is not making a lot of money anymore. Now, you're going to have some rappers that claim they get $1 million budget. Yo, I got $1 million budget from Def Jam. No, you didn't. Okay, you're not going to touch that $1 million. They're going to keep spending and keep spending and keep spending, but they're going to give you a $100,000 advance, and they're going to keep spending and promoting and putting money into you and seeing if they're making a return on their investment. Because at this time, when you sign a contract, you are literally an investment. You're a product. You're a brand. See, the problem is when you see a lot of these rappers, like, I'll give you a prime example, Kanye West, right? Kanye West has sold his soul for a lifetime contract to Universal Records. If y'all remember, in 2017, Kanye basically came out and said that his contract was horrible. Okay? Who the hell would sign a contract for a lifetime? So you mean to tell me I'm stuck on this label forever? You mean to tell me I gotta make music with you forever? But when you're desperate, they can put you in desperate situations. Yeah, Anthem said, 100K loan is not a flex. Exactly my point. Exactly my point. Even $1 million, especially for a rapper, is not a lot of money. Now, with him saying T.I. is cheap as hell, I understand that. But you have to look at people like Travis Scott, because Travis Scott is also another individual who is still signed to T.I. Okay? Still, to this day, he's on Grand Hustle. All right? Now, T.I. doesn't have to work. He doesn't have to rap again a day in his life. He doesn't have to do nothing. But the business that you conduct, you know, is how it works. Miss Christie said, if you discover something or invent something, it's best to keep it to yourself. Yeah, but see, here's the thing. That now y'all talking about the African dude. The thing is that when you come up with an invention, right? It's pointless to keep it to yourself. It really is, if you think about it. Because, you know, you don't know what type of strategic criteria this guy went through to basically do this or get this done. But he got it done. And now they got him done. He's done. He's cooked. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. Truthfully, I'll be honest with you. He did the right thing for coming up with a solution, but, you know, I feel like, you know, people like him and then other individuals that create water and find out how to run cars off of water. Like I said, the motor vehicle business is big business. You have cars out here that cost nearly $1 million. You know what I'm saying? $500,000. If you find out how to basically power that car or charge that car or fuel that car without using the resources that the government gives, yeah, they gonna get you up out of here. You gone. You know what I'm saying? You gone. Some of y'all saying, sell your idea, patent the idea. Nah. Because they can't sell that. If this African dude went up to Elon Musk, said, yo, I got a way, right, for people to, you know, use this device that I created, and they don't have to charge their cars no more. They can get free electricity. You know? Yeah. That wouldn't make no money for them, because Elon Musk has to get paid every time you go to a tower port or whatever the hell they call that shit. He's got to get paid. You know what I'm saying? He's got to get paid. So, it is what it is, man. Can't imagine what they'll do to the guy who invents a cure for AIDS. Oh, you late, Cudzy. They already got a cure for that. I'm going to show that video tonight on my Patreon. Bill Gates admitted that they have a vaccine to cure AIDS and cancer and diabetes and all other kind of diseases that have been around. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to show that on the Patreon tonight, because I can't talk about that on here. That's like medical information, as they call it. You know what I'm saying? So they already have that stuff in place, but we're leading towards, like I said, Agenda 2030. Okay? Agenda 2030. Detroit Blue said they patent office is the gatekeeper. The patent office is the gatekeeper. Yeah, yo, that's a good point. That is a good point because they will shut your idea down and then they'll take it for themselves. You know how many people had their ideas stolen? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. Jay Queezy said, what's going on with this doomsday clock? I think that's just, propaganda. I don't know if you was the person that asked me in the comments the other day about this doomsday clock, but I really think that's propaganda. You know what I'm saying? It's not real, you know, because once the time runs out, they're going to reset it again for another 30 days and then, you know, to get people scared or whatever the case may be. Listen, nobody knows when this world is going to end. You know what I'm saying? But we do know that there are people that are playing with the atmosphere. We do know that there are people that are destroying crops and you know, agriculture. You know what I'm saying? There are people out there that are doing this, spraying things in the air and you know, I try not to fearmonger people because, you know, that gets played out after a while. You know, you don't want to keep hearing the negative, negative, negative. Nah. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't pay off. But Brandon Ely said, Left Eye and DMX told us about this long time ago, and they made their labels millions. Look what happened to them. Exactly. See, I'm going to say this, right? For all those people out there, if you want to be in the industry, just realize something. Think about your favorite rapper and how their career ended with them being broke. I mean, tax evasions, owing the IRS, all kind of, they're going to get their money back. Look at Young Thug. When I did the video on Young Thug, I broke that down how, you know, he was, they ran through his crib to take that jewelry back. They went in his house to take the jewelry that he was flaunting on these videos and in these interviews. They took that jewelry back. They took his car. They seized his car. They seized his house. Everything that he had that he earned from the industry, they took it back. So he has nothing. He has to start from zero. Some of you in the comments may be doing better than Young Thug. Jungle J, that comment that you typed is too long. I'm not reading all of that, bro. Like, make it short and sweet. But some of these entertainers that people look up to, these people are broke. Broke. I mean completely broke. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't analyze this, you'll see that it's all a facade. Because like I said, they're playing a game. So you got two different individuals here. You got a Zimbabwe man that came up with a creation to change the world, and then you got another individual who's a rapper that destroys the world. What's the difference? Why is he rich? Why is 21 Savage considered rich and this guy's not? Yeah, because this world is ran off of destruction. It's ran off of destruction, man. You know what I'm saying? And I'm praying for this dude. I hope he's good. You know what I'm saying? Starstone said, yeah, Thug might be cooked. Yeah. Stanae Nay said, did 21 Savage come up under Dr. York? Not that I know of, but I do know that individuals like Jay-Z, a lot of them new Wapian rappers, Jazzo, all of them guys, they all came up under Afrika Bambaataa. All of these people that came up under that Zulu Nation, Egyptology, all of that stuff, they all follow that direction. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you practice that, I ain't got nothing bad to say about you, but except the fact that you know what you're doing is wrong. You know, and when weird stuff start happening to you because you ain't do your rituals and all of that, yeah, you You got to pay that price. Young Thug, a clown, bought land that he wasn't meant to buy. I don't think that makes him a clown. I mean, you got a lot of people out here like Mike Epps. Mike Epps bought, you know, his whole neighborhood. Then you had Javonte Davis that bought a block in Baltimore and they burnt it down. See, now you don't hear nothing from Javonte Davis, right? He's quiet, right? Yeah, because he's controlled. He's controlled. Okay? These people are controlled. You think that just because they're boxing and dribbling a basketball or throwing a football or rapping on a microphone that they're not controlled? They are controlled. Every last one of these people are controlled. Okay? They belong to the system. All right? And when they start to break free, the people in higher power basically say, hey, you know what? Hit them with tax evasion. Hit them with tax evasion. Hit them with lock them up. Hit them with craziness. Destroy his building. Destroy his properties. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have no freedom when you do that. You know what I'm saying? But that's a part of the plan. That's a part of the plan. Celebrities all believe in Horus and Osiris's. Listen, man. I'm just going to say this, and I'm going to end it here. The industry, the music industry, in Hollywood, in entertainment, you're not going to get far if you don't practice some sort of occult knowledge. I'm going to say it again. In this industry, you are not going to get far if you don't practice some occultic knowledge. Jay, how do you know this? Because I once was there. You see, you think that all of these people that are famous and rich, they just got lucky and they don't know what's going on? No, every last one of them have attended parties. You see how when Scarlett first came in the game, right? And no shade to Scarlett. Salute to her. But now, if you look at her on Instagram, she acts like a dun-dun-dun-dun. She's got this stupid-looking face, you know, just keeping people stupid and dumb. This is why I call these people control opposition. You're looking stupid and dumb. You're talking dumb. You're talking ignorant. Half the time, I be talking to people on the phone, and they be mumbling, like, what the fuck are you talking? You listening to too much of that garbage. You're not reading enough. You sound ignorant. But this is the world that we living in. I had an individual tell me that they wanted to meet R. Kelly. Why? I'm alone in this world, son. Because the sick, stupid, satanic, devious, evil, disastrous world that we live in, it's like people don't get it. I really feel by myself in this shit. I'm tired of doing videos talking about the same stupid shit. I'm tired of the people around me. They're fucking morons. This is the world that we live in, and it's dumbing us down as people. Because they want us to rely on this technology shit. Go and get the fucking jab. Go and get a chip in your arm. Go get this. Go get that. Do it. But ain't nobody coming up with no solutions to fix nothing. All we gotta look up to is rappers and social media personalities. Who the fuck are these people? They're broke. Meanwhile, they flashing money in your face that they don't own, and you broke. I'm mad at the stupidity of this shit. It's stupid. How do we overcome this lifestyle that we living in? How the fuck do we overcome this shit? Oh, I got a solution. Let me make a rap song. I can make a rap song. You're gonna make a rap song for nobody to listen to it. Okay? My cousin called me today. Text me today. Yo, Jay, what's up with them beats? Bro, nothing is up with these beats, nigga. Nothing. And I don't give a fuck if you're watching this right now or not. Nothing is up with these beats, nigga. You're not going nowhere. All right? You're not going nowhere. Go get a CDL license like everybody else and keep it moving. Every time I turn around, it's stupid and ignorance. Even on the internet, it's stupidity. Miss Lady said, when we transition is when we're truly free. I hate to say it, but you're right. But then we don't even know what's out there. We don't know what's out there. They tell us in these damn books and shit, oh, it's a street paved with gold and all of this shit. And oh, yeah, it's going to be people up there playing the harmonica and laughing and joking and drinking lemonade. And you're just going to have a good old time. But if you're a naughty, you're going to go down in the pits of fire and sleep there and smells like sulfur. And everybody's going to be screaming and hollering and you're going to have a horrible life. What the fuck do we believe in now? What do we believe in? What is it? Because I see these evil bastards running the world. They live in the life. They're drinking blood. They live in the life, and everybody else is just going through life struggling, including me. Motherfuckers is getting demonetized on YouTube. People losing their channels, losing money. You don't understand. Y'all don't understand. People, this is people's livelihood, son. What we do creating content and coming up here and doing this shit is live. Now, it don't make me know. Going live, honestly, it's not, I don't really consider this content. But when I sit there and make videos that go for 20 to 30 minutes, and then YouTube decide to say, you know what? We're going to turn people's notifications off so they can't see this. Man, fuck this shit, son. Fuck this shit, son. Like, what the fuck I'm going to sit here in front of the computer doing all this research for a whole 4 hours, editing a video for 4 hours, and you're not showing it to people? And then you got people in the comments just, oh, you this, that, and the third. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up, son. This world is ass backwards. It's ass backwards. Like, you got bitches that want to be men. Niggas want to be female. You got men painting their nails. The women want to be men. It's weird. I don't even know where the fuck I am. I swear, if y'all don't hear from me for about 2 weeks, I got the fuck off the grid, son. Trust and believe. Don't hit me up asking me if I'm all right. I got the fuck off the grid, son. And I'm not coming back to this shit. This world that we live in is trash, bro. It's trash. I don't like the people. Like, oh my God, help me. Help me. Jessica says, suck my dick. Don't tell me to breathe, son. This is what I'm saying. You know what's so crazy about this fucking internet shit? Everybody got a narrative. They want to tell you how to act. If I let these comments get to me, right? If I was the type of nigga to let these comments get to me, I would be them. I would be them. I would be them. I would be those people. But I'm not. I went off the deep end real quick because I want to explain something to y'all. Everybody's caught up in the wrong shit, son. You caught up in the wrong shit. You caught in the wrong shit. You're not even peeping it. This is entertainment for you. Yeah, yeah. He's on YouTube. You're caught in the wrong shit, son. Get your mind, son. Get your mind together. This shit is not easy for people that create content. It's not easy. Don't tell me how to act because you think I'm gonna read your comment and you gonna check. Oh, let me calm down because she said breathe. Motherfucker, you don't know me. I've never seen you donate a day in my life. As a matter of fact, no signing up to Patreon, nothing. I've never seen that. So who are you? You just a commenter. Don't talk to me about nothing. You don't have no say so. Bro, this shit is so weird about this internet shit, son. And this is the devil's playground. This internet shit is the devil's. I don't even care if this shit don't get monetized. I don't even care. This is the devil's playground. Because when I come up on this damn microphone and talk to people, and I apologize to the elders that listen to my content and don't want to hear this shit because I'm cursing and going off. But this is what I'm talking about. It's the same people in the comments saying the same damn thing all the time. All the time. But have nothing to add to the situation. You can't come up with a solution to say, yo, Jay, let's do this. You got a platform. Let's do this. Niggas just sit there typing all day. Unbelievable, son. Unbelievable. Rich Forever said, I feel you 1,000, Jay. Exactly why I isolate now. Fuck the world and everyone in it. Exactly my point, son. You know what's so crazy, son? It's weird because everything is making a shift. And I'm an old school nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm from the 80s. I was born in the 80s, son, raised in the 90s. I'm an old school dude. So this new generation of how women are acting, men acting, it's scaring me. But I got to sit here and live in this shit. I got to live in it. I got no choice. I can't leave. What I'm going to do? Anywhere in America that I go, a woman is going to act the same. They all going to be toxic. It don't matter where you go. Oh, yeah, maybe I should go to fucking Brazil and find me a woman, right? You got the passport, bros. Yeah, I should go to Brazil and find me a woman. You go over there, all right? Then when you bring her back to America, she's going to get Americanized, and then she's going to start acting crazy just like the rest of them. So you don't win. You can't win. You can't win. It's a sad... This is sad, son. It is really sad, man. Detroit Blue said, you are doing a good service for mankind. I don't even chase money. It comes not enough space to explain here. Yeah, but this is what I'm saying, yo. It's so weird because you got these people that will hit me up personally and ask me, yo, and I promise you, if it's not one or two people, it's three people that ask me every week, yo, Jay, can you play my song on your channel? I listen to the song. I listen to it. But what do you expect me to do? Well, you know, just help me get some views. Okay. Now what? What are you going to do? You're going to get 50 views, 100 views. Now what? What are you going to do with that, bro? You're not going to go viral off my name. I hope you don't. You're not going to get viral. I'm shadow banned, nigga. You're not going to get viral off me. Unbelievable, son. Jay said, it's sad and it's going to get real bad. Exactly my point. There's no realisticness in this shit, man. It's fake. It's fake. All of this shit is fake. All of it's fake, bro. It's how can you sit here and know that this guy, this Zimbabwe man, and I'm gonna play the video and then I'ma end the live. This Zimbabwe man created a device to get free energy so that people wouldn't have to pay for power no more. And they got rid of him. So you tell me, yo, Jay, yo, man, what could we do to change this? Nigga, I'm trying to at least see 70 years old, bro. Because anybody else that comes up with some type of topic or some type of shit that changed shit, they're gonna fuck the game up. Do you know how many Eastern Stars and Freemasons was messaging me at the beginning when I first started doing these videos? I had to keep my head on a swivel. I had gang stalkers, all kind of shit, people following me, knowing where I live at and all this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, listen, man. It's not fake. It's not fake, man. But salute to everybody in here, man. Yeah, man, that's how they got, he said, Ronald said, that's how they got Tesla. I don't know. Yeah, Alicia Michelle said, damn. Yeah, man, I don't like fake people, man. I salute everybody that be in here. But don't sit up here and dictate how I'm supposed to be. Especially if I'm just like, yo, listen, man, like, right now I'm kind of pissed off, son. Like, don't dictate, oh, breathe. Nigga, you breathe. You know what I'm saying? Like, and the Bitcoin dude, OG Swank said, and the Bitcoin dude. Exactly my point. They got rid of him. And ain't nobody talking about that neither. You know what I'm saying? Got rid of him. Got rid of him. Out of here. Vamanos. Gone. Sayonara. You know what I'm saying? Got rid of his ass. Man, Madison said, risking your life to tell the truth. Appreciate you, Jay. Listen, man, I'm going to tell you like this. At the very beginning, and a lot, and it's so weird, and I'm going to tell y'all some real shit right now. At the very beginning of me doing these videos, right, I got intrigued with telling the truth. I became possessed with telling the truth, right? Because I was like, yo, I got to get the word out there. Now I'm a little rusty. I can't even lie. I'm a little rusty. There's other people out there doing it better than me, and I ain't knocking them. But at the very beginning, when I was giving out a lot of this information, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't miss. It was like I couldn't miss. And when I seen that these people was getting hip to me giving them knowledge, I don't know if I was saying too much or shit, or, but they got hip, and then they shut my channel down. When I lost my channel for that couple of weeks, right? It let me know that the powers that be was not approving of this. I don't know how they managed to do it, but they got me out of here. So now I see that this playing field is no different than the music industry. It's no different from Hollywood, the music industry. You can't say what you want to say. I want to curse people out, but I can't because I'm on a public platform. It's life, man. What are you going to do?
Nope. This is not just a car, but one that will require zero charging, and the US is doing everything to not let this get out. A Zimbabwe inventor named Maxwell created a power generator that does not require charging or electricity, but gets its electricity from frequencies in the atmosphere that can power not only cars, but up to 300 houses for no cost. The generator is believed to be able to help millions of poor people and completely end the need for anyone to ever buy power again. And people don't know where Maxwell is anymore. Since its invention, Maxwell has been found in Zimbabwe prison, as well as when he flew over to the US, he was immediately poisoned and sent to the ER, with his technology company coming out to say there's some horrible people who are always working to try to destroy us. The generator has also been rejected by the US market over and over again, as the government does not want people to know about this. Many experts claim that they have never seen the technology work. However, is that the truth, or is that government media play?
Peace and blessings to all y'all, man. Tap in tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Patreon. We're going to go live, and we're going to break this shit down, man. We got some videos to show y'all. We're going to do a crazy live, you know what I'm saying, on Patreon. And protect your energy, man. I'm going to just say this. Protect your energy from weak-ass people. You know what's so wild, right? I do this because I like to do this. I like to do videos for people, right? And I had an individual tell me the other day, shut the hell up and go make a video. Now, the reason why I'm saying this, right, is because you can't, you sometimes it's best you just don't say nothing to people. Just, you know what I'm saying? Protect your energy, man. Protect your dreams, protect your energy, protect everything around you. Play people at a distance, because a lot of times these people don't want to see you make it, man. It be the people that's the closest to you that don't want to see you make it. They want to see you fail because why? Their life is miserable. They ain't got no plans. They ain't got no goals. They ain't got no aspirations. They're fucking losers and they want to see you lose. So always remember this, man. Always remember this. And then you got to also remember, you got energy demons out there. People that do certain things to drain your energy. Only bring you negative energy. They don't bring you nothing positive. Protect your energy, son, at all costs. At all costs. You understand? And stop messing with these